Proclamation number 8567 of 23rd of July, 1963. Flesh and blood. Spiritual food. The spiritual food you receive is truly suitable to give your soul health, to give you strength in all earthly and spiritual adversities, and to make you able to emerge from this earthly life as overcomers. As overcomers of the world of my adversary, of matter and its fetters. I supply the soul with the right nourishment, which guarantees it perfection, if it lets itself be fed and watered by me. I have promised you my flesh and my blood, and this is to be understood so that I myself am the Word that became flesh. That I myself therefore offer myself to you for food, because I myself am the Word, and my Word is life and therefore also gives life to those who receive my Word, who move it into their hearts and lead their earth walk according to my Word. I promised you my flesh and my blood when I walked on earth. My Word with my strength, which will create a fundamental change in every person who therefore lets himself be fed and watered by me. And again, this is to be understood so that my love illumination hits you, as soon as you are allowed to receive my Word, that love is power in itself and therefore also has to bring about a change in you. That love power will again stimulate to love work, and through this already the change of the soul to love takes place, which is meaning and purpose of your earth life. But you can never carry out this change of your nature to love when you are powerless, when you are not helped through supply of power, because you yourselves possess no power at the beginning of your embodiment as man. Since you once voluntarily gave yourselves to power and therefore have to receive it again from me as gift of favor, to now also be able to carry out the purpose of your earth life, exactly this change of your nature to love. And this supply of power secures you my Word, my flesh and my blood, which will truly help you to complete recovery of the soul. Your soul needs a supply of strength out of me, because without this it remains weak and incapable to overcome the world and earthly matter. It remains incapable to connect with me, because it also cannot muster powerful love work, which however alone connects it with me. But who lets himself be addressed by me, who accepts my Word with his power, who now also lives according to my Word, since my Word also announces my will to him, his soul certainly matures and reaches its earth life purpose, the intimate union with me, which lets it become my child, which once will create and work in all freedom with and beside me, as it was its purpose in the beginning. And so you can see from it that it is very necessary that the right food must be supplied to you, man, for your soul, and that you cannot receive it everywhere. But you must drink the water of life at this spring, which I myself open up for you, so that I can offer you my Word in purest form, that it has not already been formed through human will, and you then can no longer speak of the pure soul food, which helps you to full recovery. And you can see that every man does great services for me who voluntarily offers to receive soul food from me and to hand it out or to call the guests to my table, that I myself can hold communion with them, that I myself can feed and water them and will also truly give them that which helps them to become blessed, what gives them light and power to resist, to overcome everything what still burdens the soul and from which it is to become free during its earth life. You can indeed also receive my Word at places where it is officially offered, and even then it can become the right food and the right drink for you if you earnestly desire to request my Word from me. Then you will truly receive what serves your soul, and you will be rightly guided yourselves in your thinking that you only receive pure truth and do not let yourselves be impressed by error, which certainly can also flow in through influence of my opponent to those places where my spirit is not directly admitted to work, where the announcers of the word themselves have not yet fulfilled the prerequisites that my spirit can work in them. Nevertheless, the listener's desire is decisive as to what nourishment is offered to his soul, and he need only ever establish the close bond with me and appeal to me for the supply of my word, and he will also receive it. But if the opportunity is offered to you to receive my word which is directly conveyed to earth, then let yourselves be addressed by it, refresh yourselves with the delicious good which flows from the source and know that you will recover from it and overcome all your weaknesses, for my word is blessed with my strength. It is in truth my flesh and my blood which is offered to your soul for nourishment and which you shall gratefully accept from my hand. For I want your soul to become healthy and will therefore also provide it with everything that helps it to achieve final perfection. Amen.